The NSNDP party is calling on the Houston government to stabilize the housing market in Nova Scotia. Deputy Minister of Housing John Lohr said the government's housing strategy would be released this past spring, but is still yet to be seen. Advanced Education spokesperson Lisa LaChance spoke with CKDU about how the lack of affordable housing is not meeting people's basic human rights.
Well, I mean, it's something we've heard about, you know, really since they were elected that, you know, I mean, we see this housing crisis play out at sort of all levels and, you know, in sort of all situations. So, you know, we had a bunch of Dallas students even in to talk to our legislative law amendments committee in the last session and, you know, talking about the impact of fixed term leases and the, you know, lack of affordable housing. So people are forced into lease situations that they don't want to be in. And, you know, there's a great deal of instability, you know, just through to any kind of affordable housing or supportive housing. So, you know, early on, the Houston government was like, well, we're going to increase supply. We're going to remove barriers to permits. And, you know, and that's, you know, that's really all that they have. I mean, so that's a lot of what we've heard, but we haven't heard the strategy of how they're actually going to fill in all the other gaps. So that's what we're waiting for. And, you know, there's also supposed to be a student housing strategy coming out, which it hasn't shown up yet.
What, like, how does this affect other areas for the province, like with jobs, with students coming in?
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. You know, I think that the lack of housing is really starting to affect, you know, all areas of Nova Scotia and about the choices people are making to come. So, you know, our post-secondary, you know, institutions are critical. They're, you know, really part of the fabric of the province. And, you know, I think that I certainly know that there were a number of students who did not, you know, accept their seats at different universities last September because they couldn't find a place to live. And so we're, you know, we're going to start to see that more and more. And that's really a huge loss to the province. In other areas, you know, just, you know, there are lots of, there's jobs out there and, you know, it, well, there's jobs available in Halifax, there's jobs available in rural Nova Scotia that people aren't taking because they can't find housing. You know, in the rural areas, I sort of know like Kings County and the Annapolis Valley a little bit better than other areas. And, you know, housing was all affordable housing has been a challenge for a few years, but I've never seen anything like it. And, you know, and also then businesses have to like shut on fast, on busy weekends because they literally don't have the staff available to open up. So, you know, so that's challenging for the staff that are there who are either being, you know, working too much. It's also just really limiting our development. And then obviously, you know, having healthy and affordable housing is healthcare. I mean, it's part of being, you know, we have a right to have housing that is safe, and we have a right to have housing that then allows us to, you know, buy enough food to be well nourished and all that sort of thing. So, you know, we're certainly hearing a lot from folks who spend so much on their housing costs that they don't have enough left over for food and other necessities.
Yeah, and homelessness has been on the rise in HRM, saying that 690 last September is up to 953. Is this just going to continue to rise at a steady pace?
Yeah, I mean, it's really, you know, you know, it's been such a fast increase, but I think that demonstrates the pressure like at all levels, right? So, you know, so folks who have been able to afford rent no longer can afford rent. Folks who are still managing to afford rent are at levels that, you know, like I said, like, you know, they can't have enough available each month for enough food. And you know, we have seen, you know, the skyrocketing increases at food banks and other support programs. I think this morning, the executive director of the North Grove in Dartmouth North was on CBC talking about the, you know, huge increase they have seen in people needing support around food. And most of those folks are employed. So mm-hmm. they just don't have access to enough to make it through the month. So, you know, it's, you know, and then, yeah, increased homelessness and really not, you know, adequate supports to, you know, to, for people. I know ADSM Housing was also in the media recently talking about, you know, for their outreach workers, that it's taking them like 6 to 9 months to get people into housing. So they, you know, sort of enter the shelter or supportive housing setting. And previously, you know, people would have been settled and in a more permanent setting much quicker than that. So, and then if you have people in the shelter system who can't get moved out to housing that they can have long term, then that means there's less availability for the folks who are, you know, outside and or, you know, still am really, you know, the place I always get really worried about too is if we're seeing that many people who are outside, you know, camping in parks and you know, sleeping rough, you know, there's a lot of folks who are in precarious situations and they remain in unsafe situations because they can't see a way where they can, you know, get safe housing other than to sort of live with where they are at. And so I worry a lot about people who aren't leaving situations that they should because they know there's nothing out there.
Mm-hmm. So it's not accessible for them. Is there something that the NDP thinks is a good structure? Is there other provinces that are demonstrating anything that could benefit Nova Scotia?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things that we've been, I mean, there's so many policy actions that we've been, you know, advocating for and concerned about. But, you know, I think, you know, we were disappointed in the last provincial budget that there was nothing there for building long-term supportive housing for folks. You know, we believe that there needs to be a major investment in public housing and supportive housing and co-ops and all those structures that build in a better base, you know, of affordable housing that's available over the long term. I was talking to someone who's part of a co-op in sort of central Halifax, and I'm going to forget exactly how many units they said they had, but like something like, I don't know, 37 units, and just like how small that is compared to co-ops, you know, in other jurisdictions that have, you know, sort of thousands of units, right? And, you know, and that's, you know, that's the model where, you know, rents are maintained at, you know, a reasonable rate. And, you know, and there's support for, you know, conditions to be kept, you know, really well and that sort of thing. And so I think there's all sorts of investments that we need to be making that we're not making at the present.
That is all my questions for you, unless you had anything else that you wanted to add.
We've been in an increasingly dire housing situation, housing crisis and homelessness crisis, and we need to get this turned around. We're really in a situation where it's unacceptable. People have to endure and, you know, we're not meeting people's human rights. So we need to act.